I want to pray for you tonight. Grace, you will enter your marriage, you will not come out. Premature death is far away from you. Divorce is far away from you. As the Bible has said, that the man would love his wife and the woman will submit. Grace, in your home, this scripture will flow at ease in your marriage. You will be the joy of James. Your children will call you blessed. Your children will say, I'm happy to have you as a mother. Your friends or friends of your husband will say, how come your marriage is so glorious? And you will say, this is the doing of the Lord. I speak into the 27th of December. From now to the 27th of December, you will not trip, you will not fall. Nothing will happen to you. There will be no sudden evil. There will be no sudden calamity. In the name of Jesus, it is even in the build up to your wedding, in your marriage, that your husband will be extra excited. Extra excited. He cannot wait to get married to you. There will be an overflow of blessing. Just as Esther found favor in the eyes of the king could not resist Esther. Whatever Esther said, the king did. That is how you will be in your husband's house. I am unashamed to call it Holy Spirit charm. You will have that in your home. Your husband cannot resist you in the name of Jesus. Your marriage is glorious. Your wedding is glorious. What the Lord has put together, no man shall put asunder. I do not care the curse in your house that fights marriages. As for your own, it is exempted from evil and curse. Your marriage is exempted from evil and curse. You will be the joy of your husband. Your marriage will not know divorce. Your marriage will not know barrenness. Your marriage will not know fertility issues. Your marriage will not know financial problems. In the name of Jesus, I just want to say this prayer to you. It was just in my spirit, and I just wanted to pray for you. Okay.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you this evening, and I thank you for grace, my friend. I put the day she's going to get married on the 27th of December in your hands. Lord, you said we make plans, but it's you who decides what really happens with our lives. We put this plan before you and we ask you to bless it. It's a beautiful thing when people get married. And Lord, you said in your word that whatever you have joined together, let no man put asunder. Thank you, Lord, for the day. We have faith that it's going to happen. We have faith that everything is going to go according to plan. But we ask that your will be done, because you know us better than we know ourselves. You know Grace and her husband more than they think they know themselves. So you know what's best, my Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for making this happen. Thank you for everything. All the things that have been put together, everything that you have allowed to happen, in preparation of that day. Thank you so much for letting that happen. And that's why we have faith that it will happen on the 27th of December. Lord, I bless that day. Let nothing bad happen on that day. Lord, we don't want any negative energy or any negative people on that very special day. And I put Grace into your hands and a husband to be. If they have any stress or anything that's weighing them down, please, Lord, I ask you to carry that burden for them, lift that burden for them, and let them rest assured that your plan is greater than anything. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen.